John Adams wrote his wife Abigail that July 4th ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. The 250th anniversary of Independence Day is almost here. While many of us want to celebrate in a style that would make John Adams proud, this is also the time of year that the National Council on Firework Safety reminds the public of the safe and responsible use of consumer fireworks. Hello, I'm Dr. Brooke Hildebrand Clubs at Southeast Missouri State University. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, 14,700 people were injured by fireworks in 2024. Of those, there were an estimated 1,700 emergency room treated injuries involving sparklers. Sparklers are often considered a safe firework for children, but this is clearly not the case. In addition to not allowing children to handle fireworks, to prevent burns and other injuries, the Cleveland Clinic advises that you don't ignite fireworks while holding them or lean over fireworks while lighting the fuse. Of course, the safest choice is to head out and see a show put on by trained professionals. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.